This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Yesterday, I said that pride can be a problem for us, even though we may be surprised by that. There's a right kind of pride, you know, the kind that's appropriate. And then there's the wrong kind of pride. Sometimes it's difficult to explain the difference. So what's wrong with being proud of your appearance? Well, there's nothing. Nothing wrong with that. There's all kinds of pride. We talk about a lost pride, a wounded pride, a hurt pride. There's an injured pride. Then there's a thing called false pride. What about a mother's pride in her children? So you can see there's a variety of meanings in this word pride. But I'm talking about the wrong use of pride, and that can actually lead to arrogance. It was Louis XIV who, the French monarch, referred to a time when a coach that he'd ordered arrived just in time, and he said, "I almost had to wait." Or the British actor who was in a post office and wanted a stamp, and he pointed at the stamp in the middle of the sheet. He said, "I'll have that one, please." Now, in both those situations, pride and arrogance had got in the way. And that could be why Proverbs 16, verse 18 in the Old Testament says, "Too much pride will destroy you." And then in the New Testament, James said in his epistle, in chapter 4, James 4, "God opposes everyone who is proud, but he is kind to everyone who is humble." So what exactly is this thing called pride? And to understand this, I think we need to realize that pride is not always a sin. I mean, there is such a thing as good pride, self-respect, dignity, the satisfaction, well, I've done a good job, joy in seeing other people succeed. You know, that's the kind of thing that I think is good pride. And then you've got bad pride and things like conceit, an ego, and the attitude of superiority that can actually lead to arrogance and boasting. It reminded me of the true conversation that was going on in a plane an airline stewardess once had with Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was young at this point, fairly arrogant, just beginning his amazing career. And Muhammad Ali was on the plane. He refused to put his seatbelt on. The stewardess came over and asked him to do it. And he said, "Superman don't need no seatbelt." She looked at him and cleverly replied, "Superman don't need no plane." Simply put, pride is this assumption, you know, that we are somehow better than other people, that we're more important. And I think that pride can be very self-destructive because, for one simple reason, it keeps you from recognizing your own weakness. Some have unmistakenly understood humility as looking down on yourself. But true humility involves not the discounting of yourself, but an accurate estimate of who you are. But pride, well, that causes us to overestimate our abilities. And we can overestimate who we are. For example, a husband and wife. The husband gets into an argument with his wife, and they both say things that are inappropriate, and yet because of his pride, yeah, he can't admit that he said anything wrong in that situation. And what happens, of course, he's unwilling to apologize or take any steps towards reconciliation. Or you might think of an alcoholic who believes that she's got everything under control and says, "I can stop drinking any time I want." Well, of course, usually the truth is that anyone who is an alcoholic can't go a day without alcohol, so pride stops that person from admitting it. So perhaps the most critical scenario is the person who, because of pride, can't admit that they have sinned. The Bible says we've all sinned and we need forgiveness. And pride can stop us from actually reaching out and finding God's forgiveness. So that would be a great tragedy, isn't it, if we let pride get in the way. So yes, pride is there. It has a high price. If you toy with it long enough, it'll actually cost you everything. Jesus himself was a very humble man, and if we are like him, then we must do something about the pride. Pride is believing that you're better than other people. And when people believe they're above others, they often believe they don't need God. Why would I need God if they can live without him? Well, forgive us, gracious Lord, when we are proud and arrogant, we're full of ourselves. Forgive us for acting as if we are in charge, that we're superior to others. But Lord, you alone know how fragile we really are. Help us then, Lord, to be humble and contrite and to follow your way. Amen.